This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the Ohio train derailment and toxic chemical spill could have been prevented. According to a preliminary report, the crew on board the Norfolk Southern train received an alert about an overheated wheel.
It worked at the White House. It's difficult for the administration because it's like, you know, the EPA administrator is the one that has the most to do here dealing with the toxic spill. Everyone assumes it's Pete Buttigieg's job because he's the transportation secretary and this is a train wreck. So that is when you actually had the job of cleaning up and dealing with it as opposed to just pontificating.
Mr. Secretary, great to have you back on the show. Let's talk about that.
What can
be done to improve rail safety, preventing something like this from happening again?
Well, a lot can be done. Look, right now on the ground, EPA and other federal agencies are working to support the people of East Palestine, as the administration has been doing from the first hours of the situation.
I've reached my limit. Good morning, East Palestine.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a group of bandits here. Wow. This is fantastic. We're so excited about being here. We're going to get to all you folks just in a second. Thank you guys for doing this. And I got when John Fredericks mentioned this, after John had gone to the hearings in Pennsylvania with Doug Mastriano and heard some of the people in Pennsylvania, and thinking of the coverage you guys did, which was so incredibly powerful
just a couple weeks ago when the president was here.
That when John Fredericks brought the idea up, and then Rob Sigg, I just think it's fantastic. And the people in East Palestine's got to know something. This is not the last time we're coming. We're here as a commitment to East Palestine that you're not just going to be forgotten. That this issue is going to be bigger than Silicon Valley Bank, because we're tired of bailing out the elites of this country. We're tired of bailing out the elites and letting working class people in the heart of this country just get thrown on the garbage heap. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
I think Jen Palmieri said it best. It's a train wreck. It was literally a wreck here, but this administration is a train wreck. I covered 6-7 presidents,
White House correspondent, right, for years?
Yeah, for 10 years.
10 years.
Every Democrat, Republican president I covered, there'd be a natural disaster or an accident like this, whether God-made or man-made, they'd be there. They'd be comforting people. They'd be giving out aid, sometimes too much. Yeah. There'd be a hurricane to say, hey, open checkbook. This is like Ukraine, as much as you need. Even if your small business wasn't really hit by the hurricane, here's 50 grand. They would be there to comfort people. Yes. I mean, that's Bill Clinton built his whole career on.
Incredible.
I feel your pain.
Did everybody?
They haven't been here.
Did people know that Ed Henry actually had a job in media before he was Karen Turk's wingman? Did people know? No, I heard some guy over here going, what, really?
We don't know who this guy is. Shots fired. Wow.
Oh, wow, Steve. Wow, definitely shots fired. But, you know, I got to go back to Donald Trump for a minute, because in 2015, you know, the reason that he got such a response from America was that forgotten man and woman.
Exactly.
And here we are now in East Palestine with the forgotten man and woman. We're sitting right here with them in real time.
They only built the greatest country in man's history, right? The reason you can do things in the Ukraine, the reason you do things all over the world, the reason that we have actually the wealth that you can bail out Silicon Valley Bank and the venture capitalists is because of the broad shoulders in this town, the men and women in this town, and the generations that came before them. That's what built this country. And if we don't remember that, and the elites in this country don't remember it, then screw the elites. We're going to overthrow them and put these people in charge. Are you telling me right now, If you had the choice between the top 100 partners at Goldman Sachs or the top 100 partners of McKinsey or the 100 U.S. senators to run this country, or the first 100 people that showed up here at the Real America's Voice, you know, two-day event in East Palestine,
the original Roadhouse,
to run the country, who would better run the country? These people right here, no doubt. More common sense, more humanity, more understanding what life's about, more decency, more fairness, right? It's not even a question. This is what America, this is why Trump's motto when he came down the thing is make America great again.
That's right.
Right.
And to your point, we've gone from we the people to we the elites because Karen got a text during the show. Was it from a viewer?
I did, yeah. I got a text from a viewer. I do.
It basically said what the – and I'll let her quote
One of the Palm Beach crowd?
No, actually, a friend of ours from Ohio, from Columbus, Ohio, and this is Mike, and Mike said, here's how to get Biden to East Palestine. Have the city hire Hunter so the big guy can get 10% of the $1 billion that the U.S. government will send in aid.
Steve, that's a joke,
but it's real.
It's true. What do you mean?
That's what you're saying. It's true, right.
If you want money, get Hunter involved, and you'll get billions to Ukraine, billions to China. By the way, before all the talk about Trump being arrested, which hasn't happened because the case has fallen apart, they'll still keep trying, right? What was the big story? Comer got the banking records of all the China money you've been talking about that went not to, like, Biden's friends. It went to the Biden family.
Wire transfers. But the media doesn't talk about that. From
we're going to arrest Trump. We're going to arrest Trump. How did that come?
This is from a Chinese Communist Party owned entity that is the capital markets provider for all One Belt, One Road, which is now uniting the Eurasian landmass in this great war against the United States of America, took direct money in the mainstream media. Oh, yeah, it's only bank. Well, Biden, it didn't go into Joe Biden's personal bank account, right? So it's nothing to see here.
Well, and Joe Biden the other day, instead of saying Canada, said China by accident.
Yeah.
He said China standing up. They really stood up.
A Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's what he really thinks and means.
But here's the thing that's the worst. And I want to go back to the Silicon Valley Bank because you're seeing bailouts every day of the elites. The elites are not bailing themselves out with their own money.
Right.
The venture capitalists in Silicon Valley could have put up credit lines and paid. All those payrolls could have been met. All those companies could have been kept in operation. What they did is they came to East Palestine and took their money, okay, on increased bank fees, on because of printing so much money, the Federal Reserve devaluing all the money, all the retirement, everything they have here. It is upon – here's the great crime in this country. The elites are being bailed. And right now, they don't even care. They just do it right up in your face, right, up in your grill. That's why we've got to every day confront it, and we've got to confront it. And the only way this country is going to be set right is like during the Revolution, the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II, is when the middle class and working class in this country say, I've had enough of this, and we're going to try a different deal. That's when things are going to change.
I like that you used up in your grill. I thought that that was very good there. That was a good way to put it. Very good way to put
it,
Steve.
What was it that Carrie Lake called you? If you're going to tease me, she called you a patriotic stud muffin at CPAC? What do you guys think? See the people. This is we the people. We two can play this game, you know.
It's the hair. It's the hair.
I'll never do anything else, Ed. Leave me a quick picking on me. I want to go back to the New Morning Joe, because you're going to see the poison put in every day. And that's why people just have to turn off Fox. You got to do it, right? Or you're going to get that poison every day, that insidious poison.
Yeah.
We were talking about it before. So Brian Kilmeade yesterday took after Donald Trump for what? For playing this song, Justice for All, which you can download. It's been number one on Billboard.
Number one for days, ahead of
weeks now, really.
How can you possibly attack the national anthem?
And the Pledge of Allegiance in one song.
And the prisoners.
And the Pledge of Allegiance
from
Donald Trump.
Take Donald Trump out of it.
And these are guys, basically, they saying these are guys still held in the D.C. jail on pretrial. I mean, it's for pretrial.
No due process.
No due process. A lot of these guys in solitary confinement, every night they sing the national anthem. Right, and President Trump says the Pledge of Allegiance. It went to number one on its first day.
Right.
How do you not like that?
They haven't even covered the song because they don't want to talk about the J6 prisoners. Here's why. Number one, Fox is invested in the narrative when you talk about Murdoch that January 6th was this dark day. It's all Trump's fault, even though he said go march peacefully and patriotically. They'll never play that clip on Fox and Friends. They have a narrative to push,
and we may know more of what happened.
And we've said all along there are some people who undoubtedly broke property, might have assaulted someone.
Yeah.
They should be held accountable.
Yeah,
you can't break the law.
Right.
You can't. The Republicans can't be a party of law and order and then look the other way. And we haven't. But you also need to support the Constitution and go back to the basic Bill of Rights and say someone shouldn't be held in a gulag for over 2 years because you disagree with them politically.
Pre-trial.
Put them, if they broke a window, they punched a cop, bring them out. Hold them accountable.
The Fox pivoted immediately to get on the Biden train. That's why they had all these Democrats on there. They're telling people all the time, under no circumstances will they allow Trump to return to the White House. This is just not about the primary. They're going to back row the Democrat candidate. Remember, in 2016, Fox was as anti-Trump as you possibly – I mean, Megyn Kelly tried to – there's a whole PBS special about that, about Breitbart. We stood up to him that she tried to kneecap Trump in the first of the raise your hand about whether you're going to support or not. Then she tried to kneecap him on going into his Twitter feed and Facebook
on Rosie O'Donnell,
right? All the stuff – that was a left-wing thing the left-wing would do, go back to somebody's Twitter account over years. They tried to blow him off the stage in the very first opening moments of that, and we wouldn't tolerate it then, and we're not going to tolerate it now. It's ridiculous. You're not going to have foreigners come in here and start to tell the Americans what's going to happen.
You started saying that at CPAC, and then wasn't it interesting that then Fox responded, because then they ran Trump's entire CPAC speech, or most of it as far. I wasn't watched, but that's what I read.
There's no conspiracy, but there's no coincidence.
There you go.
They ran all 2 hours.
Bannon went after us. We got to run it.
And they scheduled. It's not just me going after them. They know the truth. They know. And inside that organization, the word is out. It's stop Trump. And look, I don't mind if they don't like Trump, but they can't. Finally, Sean Hannity and Sean. No offense, that was kind of low energy last night, right? You got to step it up. That's not gonna happen. And just do it. They wouldn't do it live. They wouldn't allow Trump to go.
Because
Trump can be Trump, right? And they don't want Trump to be Trump. Do it live. Let Trump go on there live. Let him come on Fox and Friends tomorrow live.
They won't do that anymore.
They did it every week for years. To think that they have control over what the American people want. Wouldn't that at that point just be government propaganda? We're not going to allow this to happen. We're not going to allow him to go back into the White House.
Okay. It should be a payment in kind to the DeSantis campaign. Look, I like Governor DeSantis. I think he's done an excellent job in Florida. He really has done an excellent job.
As governor.
As governor. But this is a different deal. Right now we have – look. Ask these folks how many people fought in the Civil War, World War I, World War II. It's the East Palestinians of the America that always sends their sons and daughters right to Vietnam and to Korea, all of it, right? How many times have they fought? Right now, you have the worst gangsters in human history all unite together. The Ayatollahs in Persia. You've got little mini-me in North Korea. You got the jihadis in Pakistan. You have Erdogan in Turkey. You have the KGB in Moscow. Plus, you got the Chinese Communist Party. That's our mortal enemy. That's coordinated it all.
Yeah.
So now we are in a national crisis, and we need to see a guy that gave us as much as if people hate the sound of Donald Trump's voice and his name, he gave us 4 years of peace and prosperity in a very turbulent time. That's the order we need.
Results matter. Results matter.
Yeah, and they said Trump is going to push us into World War III. He did the opposite.
Exactly.
And it's Biden who may be bumbling us into World War III.
We're already in World War
III. We're at knife's edge.
We're in the beginning stages of World War III, between the geopolitical military on the Eurasian landmass in Ukraine and the South China Sea and Straits of Taiwan, and the global meltdown. The only reason it hasn't been a global meltdown, they keep coming to these people for a bailout. They're bailing out every day because the Fed. Look, thank you guys for doing this.
We appreciate it.
You inspired me to come down here. It's fantastic, and it's already been better than we even thought. So thank you guys.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
We'll see you this afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, this afternoon.
4 o'clock.
Hold it. Are they really going to be a happy hour in this place? That could be dangerous.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a really happy hour.
I guess the sun's over the yard arm in East Palestine at 4 o'clock, right? Eastern
Daylight Time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it. I'll see you guys for the second hour of the happy hour this afternoon. Ed, Karen Turk and her sidekick. What's your Ed? Ed?
Ed Henry.
Did you actually have a gig before this?
You ever heard of that?
10 years in the White House. That's what it gets you, brother.
Now here I am.
Back in a moment.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, live from East Palestine, Ohio, you're here in the War Room. It's a little quiet here. What's going on, guys? I come here to the Buckeye State. We had to hear some fire, right? Okay, here's my co-host this morning. Hun, your name?
Stella.
And Stella, are you from East Palestine?
Well, I'm about 20 miles from here in Austin Tower.
Now why are you here today with us?
To come support the people here, and I'm not close enough that anyone really cares, but I'm close enough, I'm kind of worried, like, if it's going to affect, you know, me, the air, you know, where I'm at, so.
What have people told you? I mean, 20 miles is not that far, given the catastrophe here. What have folks have told you?
A lot of people tell me I should leave the area, I should stay, but, I mean, that's not really feasible for me right now, so you know, kind of stuck.
Somebody told me you're the biggest fan of the War Room. Is that true?
I am your number one fan for sure.
I love that. Stella, thank you so much. Give a big shout out to everybody at home.
Hello, everybody at home. Get her chat. Hello.
Can we hear it for Stella? You notice when it started, she was there, and she just walked right up and took her starring role. I like that. Not going to back off Stella. We're going to go around the room and hear from some other folks, too. We're here in East Palestine for a couple of days. Stella, you going to help me out here? Name and where you guys are from.
I'm Mark Ottenville. I'm from Yale, Michigan.
Tony Yannarella. She's my wife.
Tony, you're a lucky man.
Yeah, and she is your biggest fan. Trust me.
Tony, thanks so much.
Well, sir. Lenny from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh. Now, why did you guys come from? Why did you come from all over? Why did you come in today?
Well, I came down here partially to support the people of East Palestine, but also because I feel almost helpless. What can I do to help try to get America back? And there's not much I can do, but I want to come help.
Do you guys feel helpless?
Yes.
Why is that? This is the greatest, most powerful nation on earth, and it wouldn't be the greatest, most powerful nation on earth unless you made it. And your forefathers made it the greatest, most powerful nation on earth. So tell me, why do you feel powerless? Let me hear it.
Because our government's been weaponized against us. That's what scares me.
So crooked, and that's what worries me about the next election. They ain't fixed the cheating yet. Who said they're going to do it again?
I agree. I'm worried about the weaponization of the government, and I'm very concerned about 24, because we haven't fixed the rigged election system yet, so...
Do we need to project? We need more sound. Yeah, if you can talk in the mic, you can project. You, sir.
We need to, excuse me, like my friend said, Mr. Bann, we need to fix the cheat. Jesus himself will not win the presidency if we don't fix the cheat. That's all we have.
You guys agree with that? Huh?
We've got to fix the election.
You're not telling me that you think they cheat in these elections. Come on.
We re-elected President Trump last time in a landslide. He is the president.
That's the whole reason Biden won't come here now, is because he knows Ohio is a red state. He knows we voted for Trump, so they can care less about us.
This is Trump country.
Yeah, where's Biden?
Yep, this is Trump country.
What's your name?
My name's Dave Simon. How you doing?
Dave, where are you from?
Youngstown, Ohio. Steve, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Honored to meet you. Love Youngstown.
I came down here because people call me to do independent testing because they don't trust the railroad because the railroad won't throw themselves out of
it. Hang on. How could you not trust Norfolk Southern? Now, I was born in Norfolk back in the days when that was a great, great railroad, right? How could you not trust Norfolk Southern?
From their actions, sir. Since I came here, I saw a lot of undermining going on, so.
What do you mean by that?
When I did lab tests, they ended up working out a deal with the lab so that it was conflict of interest for me to get my labs done for the people here of East Palestine.
The folks in East Palestine, by the way, how many local are within the general area? If you put your hands up, how many local people we have here? Okay. Do you think right now that the testing's been done? The testing's been done correctly?
No, not at all.
You don't.
Nope.
Now, why is that?
the procedures they do, the scientific procedures. It has to be done properly. You just don't get dirt and then send it in. It has to be prepared properly with certain elements to mix with it. Okay.
The people in the general region, do you think that Norfolk Southern and the government has done a good job here?
No.
Categorically no. Right? No question. On just your common sense. Right? Let me make sure I got a chance. Yeah. This is the local. Hang on for a second. I don't have my glasses on, so I just make sure I see the clock. I got it. Okay. Hang on for a second. Let's go check it out. You guys hang tight. We're gonna try to get as many folks in here. What we've come here to East Palestine is to make sure that we hear from people that are from East Palestine and the general community and people that came in farther, what made them come in, because this is the central issue in our country today is this issue. And here's why. It's a central issue because the working people that have built this country and that we're going to depend to build this country going forward are being abused. You're treated like trash. You're just disposable. And that's a mindset we have to get rid of. And the mindset we get rid of it is throw these bums out. And I mean, not just from politics. It's deeper than politics. It's deeper than politics. It's in every aspect of society. And particularly it's in corporate culture. It's in the university. It's all of them. That the people that built this country don't matter anymore. And it doesn't matter about your race, your ethnicity, your religion. If you're working class or middle class, you're looked at as disposable. And you can see that compare and contrast what happened at Silicon Valley Bank and what happened here. In Silicon Valley Bank, they stumble all over themselves. They can't get them. Remember, they bailed it out in 12 hours. They bailed out the second biggest bank bailout in history. They bailed out in 12 hours. And they didn't need to give them a penny. The venture capitalists that sucked all their money out the day before, $40 billion. How hard do you think it is to get $40 billion out of a bank in one day? Could you go do that? Could you go take? No. You'd be lined up from Silicon Valley Bank to the moon and back if people want to get it out. It was the biggest guys in that bank that took their money out, and then they wanted you to bail them out. Let's go. This is our East Palestine table. Can we hear your name and where you're from in town?
Now, I don't actually live in East Palestine. I live 3 miles away in.
I think we'll cover that. That'll Greater East Palestine. What's the town 3 miles away?
I live in Darlington Township. I'm right on the Ohio border.
Oh, you're on the Pennsylvania side. Whoa. Where the wind blew it over. Can you tell me your experience the day it happened?
I could see the cloud. We stayed in the house. We were told to shelter in place. We stayed in the house, but you could smell things. I could see the big cloud overhead. And I'm worried like everybody else. In fact, I want to talk to Patriot Supply to get water filtration thing.
Joe Reek, pick your mic up. We got Joe Reek from My Patriot Supply. Came all the way in. Come on, Joe. Utah?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake. Joe came in all the way from Salt Lake City where I said we're going to do it. He says, I got to be here for the people. Let's hear it for My Patriot Supply. They're the best in the country for a reason. They care about you folks, right? That's where they're doing this. Talk to us about, we just had, a 60-car derailment last night, and 70 in North Dakota. Derailments are going to happen, right? You can put additional safety precautions, but it's going to happen. But you never know what's going to happen. It's going to be emergency. Tell me about it.
You know, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be emergencies. I think if people really understood the quality of the water that they're getting, everybody should be filtering their water.
Right.
You know, we use our water filtration system, the Alexa Pure Pro, which will filter up to 206 different contaminants. So you can have the peace of mind of knowing that you're going to be putting things into your body that is, number one, safe, that's going to help you get through any types of emergencies or disasters. Along with that, too, for power outages, we have power banks. We have solar-powered options so you can charge your cell phones. We have long-term emergency food, things to help you get prepared. Because, again, we all understand that nobody's going to come bail you out except for yourself. You got to do the work. You got to do it yourself. And you got to prepare for just yourselves and you and your families, because anything can happen at any moment.
What I'd love is here in East Palestine, the first person we talked to in local community said, hey, I really came to see Joe Reek. God, I love you. When you said that you're still worried, haven't people been all over inundating you guys with information about exactly what's going on?
No.
Not really. And a bad thing that's happening in Beaver County now is they just reassessed everybody's property value. So everybody's going up, and this is for 2024. What's my property value? My assessment sounds right now before this happened, but what's my property value going to be like next year down the road?
You're saying that they're doing the property value for your taxes,
right?
But you want to know what the market is going to be for that property.
Yeah, they reassess my property at a certain amount. It sounds reasonable to me that my property was worth that, but what is it going to be worth if I wanted to sell it a year from now or even now?
Once again, what's your name?
Carol Williams.
Carol Williams. So thank you for coming.
Hi, Steve. Terry Fitzpatrick from Ashland, Ohio, about 2 hours west of here.
And tell us, what are your thoughts about what's happened in East Palestine, how it's been covered?
I think it's criminal what has happened to them, Steve. And as far as coverage, if it wasn't for Real America's Voice, I don't think these folks would have a voice.
When you say it's criminal, what do you mean by that?
What has taken place, the total avoidance of these people, like they don't even exist, that they're subhuman, and that's unheard of.
It's definitely criminal negligence. Do you agree of what the railroad did? That's what we want to get to the bottom to. We're going to have, in fact, Jeff Clark, who's going to be President Trump's attorney general in the second term, the third win, but the second term. That's pretty good. Okay, we're taking a short commercial break. We'll be back in a moment. You are over. Because we're taking down the CCP. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
The problem we have here, I was told you guys are a lot rowdier. Kind of, just kidding. It's fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us here. Really honored. And I look forward to spending the next couple of days. This is the first couple of days we spend here in East Palestine. I've got John Fredericks, the John Fredericks. It was John Fredericks' idea. John, thank you so much. As far as you got Joe Reek from My Patriot Supply. Of course, the audience thinks I'm Ed Henry to Joe Reek's Karen Turk. I'm like the side piece. Thanks, Joe. Knew you're going to be popular here. We've got. I want to start off. We've got Jeff Clark, who's spent his time his career in environmental law, and in fact was the assistant attorney general in President Trump's first term over at the Department of Justice, in charge of everything related to EPA and to the environment. Joins us. He's actually in, I think you're in Hungary, Jeff, so I want to thank you very much for being with us here and joining us here. Thank you, brother. Jeff, first off, tell me about, we came here and we wanted to meet the fire chief and other people that were involved, but as you've looked at the details that have been exposed so far through hearings and through other papers, do you believe the fact when people are saying, oh, is the fire chief in East Palestine that made the decision, is that what federal law says and federal procedure says should be the case, sir?
So, Steve, thanks for having me. Sorry I can't be with you and John and the whole Real America Voice team today, because I am in Europe. I was here to teach constitutional law. But no, I don't think that's right. The idea that the local fire chief is the one who made the decisions that the federal on-scene commander should actually have been making is laughable. And in fact, I don't know if you've covered it yet, because I joined a bit late the show, but I mean, I got two bombshells for you today that just happened yesterday in the U.S. One is that the EPA Inspector General has announced that he's going to do an investigation of EPA's response to the incident in East Palestine, which is huge, and indicates that they think that something went wrong, or they're trying to do some kind of shuffle it off to the side effort. Either way, it's very important. And second, the mayor of Baltimore announced yesterday that he is opposing efforts by a contractor, tied to the site, probably hired either by EPA or by Norfolk Southern, to dispose of wastewater. And get this, Steve, They're talking about disposing of wastewater in the publicly owned treatment works, the POTW. That's the public water supply of the city of Baltimore. And not surprisingly, the mayor of Baltimore is like, what, are you crazy? And trying to block that. So that's the kind of silliness we have going on with this incident. And I feel very sorry for the people of East Palestine. I wish I could be there to shake their hands and meet them in person.
Let's talk about this inspector general. If the inspector general's doing an investigation on exactly what happened, and the reason is that you haven't seen this either through Congress or the administration come forward. They've already had a hearing with the chairman of CEO Norfolk Southern, and to me, they didn't really get down to ask the key questions on the timeline and the events of what happened. Am I incorrect in that? We still don't have a formal timeline critical path of what happened, who was in charge, and why were these decisions made for the controlled release and then for the controlled burn?
Yes, that's correct, Steve. I think that the existing hearings, and I think now there's been a second Senate hearing, although I haven't had the chance, confessedly to have watched it yet, have focused on the issue of, the train derailments. But I think the big issue, which you and I have been focused on, is the issue of who authorized the controlled burn. Why wasn't EPA fully in charge of this? I think they were, and we know that Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was trying to throw EPA Administrator Mike Regan under the bus and say, yeah, it was really EPA's job here. And actually, the fact that the EPA Inspector General, the IG, has opened an investigation indicates that the IG might actually agree with that. You know, we're not hearing that the Department of Transportation IG has invoked an investigation or started one or has been starting to interview people. It's the EPA Inspector General, and they're the ones who should have made the call here not to do the controlled burn. It's very suspicious.
I just want to make sure before we let you go, and Jeffrey's in Hungary over there on a teaching assignment. I want to make sure that just walk through when we know the timeline that the company notified, I think, the National Response Center at 2 in the morning or around midnight, and the National Response Center actually said they happened. What is, according to you, who are the Justice Department to oversee all this, what should have happened from that moment forward, sir?
What should have happened from that moment forward, and I believe the timeline, Steve, is that there was a call late in the evening on the night of the spill, and then by 2 in the morning, after the clock struck midnight, EPA folks were on scene. Well, from that point forward, under the way the Clean Water Act works, which is the relevant statute, and under the way an executive order works from the president delegating power to the EPA administrator, the EPA administrator should have exercised exclusive authority over all federal responses, all state responses, all local responses, and Steve, get this, all private responses. All that authority is initially given by Congress to the president, and then it's delegated by executive order to the EPA administrator. And in the early days, especially, the EPA administrator was nowhere to be found.
Why is no one focused on that? Because that's the key. The key point is that Congress, by statute, gives it to the president. He's then signed an executive order that devolves it to the EPA administrator, as should be. But why is no one focused on that? That's responsibility is with Joe Biden in the Oval Office and with his deputy, that's the administrator of the EPA, who I might mention was on a plane to Africa, I think, for a 9-day. Junket with a bunch of Hollywood types on global warming and climate change.
Exactly, Steve. He was scheduled to go to Africa with Idris Elba. I think he canceled it once there was an outcry. But, it's really telling that the media has not been focused on this, right? Initially, the mainstream media tried to ignore this episode. Then when they realized that they couldn't, they did put some focus on it. But they're really trying to direct it to the idea of looking at the genesis of the train derailment. But the real issue is, why was the controlled burn done? It's totally unnecessary. It's led to tens of thousands of pounds of soil being contaminated and thousands of gallons of water being contaminated. And obviously the areas surrounding East Palestine don't want to take the risk of taking those in, particularly because we've seen some independent testing that indicates there is dioxin contamination, and that's very serious.
Jeffrey, given your time at the Justice Department, what would be your recommendation? So many of the people we're talking to here don't trust what they're being told, don't trust the testing that's going on, the limited information they get. They say that it's very in pieces. What would be your recommendation for the people out here in East Palestine?
Sure. I think they should keep the political pressure up on their state and federal officials particularly. And look, if I compare this to the Deepwater Horizon disaster and compare the Obama administration, in a favorable sense to the Biden administration, the Obama administration forced essentially through using its leverage and its, bully pulpit, BP to put aside $20 billion to pay claims and to do cleanup. This is an incident, maybe it doesn't reach the level of $20 billion, but it definitely reaches a high level. Where's that level of pressure from the Biden White House to try to get Norfolk Southern to do the right thing here, pay people now, get them help now, get their health monitored? I think there needs to be a medical health monitoring system set up ASAP, and it's not happening, Steve, and it's because I think the Biden administration has been out to lunch on this from the start.
Jeffrey, how do people follow you? How do they get to social media? How do they get to your writings?
Sure. So I am at Jeff Clark US on Getter and Twitter, and at Real Jeff Clark on Truth Social. And our organization's website is AmericaRenewing.com. Steve, thanks for having me.
Jeffrey, thanks for taking time away today while you're overseas to do this. Appreciate it. Can we hear it for Jeffrey Clark? British Petroleum put up $20 billion to clean up Deep Horizon. I think this, the only thing I'm going to disagree with Jeffrey, I think this is just as bad, if not worse, than Deep Horizon. It should be a bigger fund than $20 billion. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. John Fredericks, talk to us about what inspired you to come up with the idea that Real America's Voice had to come back to East Palestine and do this for a couple of days.
Because this is why we exist. This is why the network is here. This is why people tune us in. This is why God gave us the opportunity to build the John Frederick Show, War Room, Real America's Voice. God gave us this opportunity so that we could step in when people that were forgotten about and abandoned, like here in East Palestine, and got no coverage and nobody cared about them, that we could come and give them a national platform, Steve. That was my inspiration and my vision. And I tell you who else's vision it is. The only person who came here to really help these people was Donald J. Trump.
Amen.
One person.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was so inspired by our show today that Donald Trump, President Trump, is calling into my show right here at RIV tomorrow at 9 a.m.
President Trump is
fired up. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
He heard us this morning and he says, I got to be a part of this.
Wow.
He's here to help. He's got our back, Steve, just like you had our back in 2008. And everybody else forgot about us, like people like me, what Ann and I and my family went through. One guy had our back. Same thing here in East Palestine. One person has his back.
Amen.
Has our back.
You got Trump's back? Before we go to break, I want to make sure, tell people, give me a quick summary of 2008. Because John Fredericks, John Fredericks was homeless for what, 2 years?
2 years homeless. And homeless to some people are, well, they
And you had a business beforehand. You
had a business.
You had a robust business.
Ann and I had a business. We owned a newspaper called Beacon Media in North Fulton County, which was competing with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution at the time. 2008 came. We had a home. We had two kids in college. We had an okay business. It was a startup, but 4 years old. That came. It wiped us out. My home got foreclosed. My cars got taken away. Our furniture got moved out. We had nothing.
You didn't get a bailout?
We got no bailout.
You had to get a bailout. Everybody got bailed out in 2008.
We woke up
Goldman Sachs got bailed out.
We woke up one day with no home, no credit, no money, no job, penniless, and had to stay in a motel with a 3-year-old for 2 years, where I had to pay by the day, and I had day jobs cutting grass, doing a baseball game, whatever I could do to put food on my family to feed my child, my two kids in college. One of them had to drop out. The other was able to sustain himself, my older son. It was a horrible time, and no one cared about us. No bailouts for us. We were homeless. I mean, I used to wait at the food line until 8 o'clock came, when they would price the chicken down to $5 from $10 to $5 because they had to throw it out. I would stand there and wait at 8 p.m., buy the chicken for $5 to feed my family. And nobody cared about us until Donald J. Trump came along and said, John Fredericks, I know what happened to you. I got your back.
Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to return in just a moment to East Palestine, Ohio. Can we hear it? The War Room Posse. Back in a moment.
Getter has arrived. The new social media taking on big tech, protecting free speech, and canceling cancel culture. Join the marketplace of ideas. The platform for independent thought has arrived. Superior technology. No more selling your personal data. No more censorship. No more cancel culture. Enough. Getter has arrived. It's time to say what you want, the way you want. Download now.
Welcome back to East Palestine, Ohio. We're here for the next couple of days. The War Room, live, Real America's Voice. We've got Ed and Karen doing the morning show. John Fredericks is here. John came up with Rob Sigg. I want to thank Rob Sigg and all the team at Real America's Voice for making this happen. We're going to do the morning show, and we're going to come back. Ed and Karen are going to host a happy hour starting at 4 o'clock. That'll be live on Real America's Voice, and we're going to pick up right after that. If it's not too crazy here at the old roadhouse. By the way, more bad economic news today out of the Biden regime. Want to make sure everybody goes to birchgold.com/Bannon. You get the free, you can download The End of the Dollar Empire. The third chapter is the debt ceiling, about the debt trap. Talks about everything that's going to happen. We're going to have Russ vote on later in the week, so make sure you do that. Also, you get all the free info kits on your 401k. And your retirement plans that you can transfer over into precious metals and gold if you so desire. But get all the information. What we want to do is immerse you in information. It's one of the reasons we're out here in East Palestine for the next couple of days, to get information. We've got a lot of people to talk to. I've got Joe Reek, John Fredericks. I'm going to get to Joe. Joe came all the way from Salt Lake City, My Patriot Supply, to support the people here in East Palestine. Let's go. We've got the one and only. Can we hear it for Joe Reek and the guy? Is My Patriot Supply the best? We've also got another sponsor, EnviroCleanse, which I know a lot of people here have gotten the monitors about the air. They're going to be on the evening show tonight to talk about what they're doing in East Palestine. We've got Ben Burquam. Naturally, Ben Burquam's near the bar, right? The crowd actually gets rowdier the farther closer to the bar that you get. I know that's Ben. Who do you got? What do you got over there, sir?
Well, speaking of sponsors, Steve, I've got the one and only Mike Lindell, everybody. Well, just Drew with Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, hold
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Hang on. Whoa. Promo code War Room. Don't be stepping on my promo code.
I'm going to throw mine out, but we'll use War Room.
No. Mike Lindell is going to join us in the D block in the second hour. He's in a snow goose blind somewhere in South Dakota, but he's going to join us live in the second hour. Take it away, Ben.
I was going to mime him, but we'll save that till he actually calls in. Just a quick shout out to Drew Sleepy Hollow. We met at the Youngstown Trump rally. Talk to us about what you guys are doing, Drew.
Yeah, so really, it's a shameless plug for election integrity. Mike is the symbol of election integrity. And I want to just say, if it wasn't for this show, Steve's show, I wouldn't have became a precinct committee person. So, awesome. Yeah, awesome. It really means a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Drew. Oh, wow. I love it. Wow. Sleepy Hollow, guys, if you're in the area, he's a local store.
Ben,
we're coming
ben,
back. Hang on. Go ahead.
The precinct committee men are going to take this country back. What precinct? Where is he from?
So Mahoning County, and that's right, we all start at the local level. It's an activist audience and force multipliers, like you say, all the time.
That's it.
Amen. Let's give it up for the precinct committee men. This
shout out to precinct committee men.
How many?
I want to move it over here, Steve. We've got Peggy. Go ahead, Steve. Okay. Go ahead.
No, no. Go ahead. Keep rolling.
Okay. I've got. So speaking of locals, Peggy, talk to us. You have a slightly different perspective, but I love this. When I came down here a few weeks ago, what the level of support I saw, so much coming from the local, people coming together. Talk to me as a local, your perspective.
Well, also I would like to add that my husband Ron is a precinct committeeman as well.
Shout out to Ron.
All right.
But I would like to say, while I do acknowledge there's a lot of mistrust where government is concerned, there's also a lot of misinformation. We're very concerned for the long-term health effects that it might have on the community, especially the children. But with us being an older couple, we're concerned about our property values. But with that being said, we're seeing so much effort being made by our local officials, our politicians, the senators, the representatives, everyone. They've introduced new legislation. The EPA has an office here. There's going to be a permanent health clinic here. They, you know, Norfolk Southern has added so much to our community so far, and they've committed to continuing that. So we're holding on to hope that East Palestine is going to come out of this on the positive side, and our property values, while they may be suffering today, we have hopes that that will resolve and get even better.
Well, I think that's so critical that we don't give up hope. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what the enemy wants us is to kill, steal, and destroy, and create that fear. And part of that is not giving up hope. But God bless you.
Exactly. And one more thing I would like to add: the support of the politicians has been from the lowest level clear up to President Trump. And notice I said President Trump.
Yeah. The real one.
All right.
Steve, I've got. Now this is critical. I'm going to come over here. One of the things, talking about misinformation or kind of the crazy things. Ben, come over this side real quick. We're going to cut back here. By the way, this is Petey. Can you see Petey here, Ben? Can you shoot down? He's the star of the show, the mascot of the bar over here. But Dave, talk to us. So we've got a map. If we can pull it up in Denver, we've got a map.
Hey, hold it. Ben.
Okay.
Ben.
Go ahead,
Ben.
Steve. Go ahead.
Ben.
Yep.
Ben.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
The war room doesn't work with, we don't work with kids or dogs, right? They steal the scene.
You don't work with kids or dogs. You got to work with a beautiful bulldog like this, a beautiful American bulldog. Pit bull, whatever. He's beautiful.
Okay. This exception.
You stepped on my toe.
Yeah. Okay, this exception for East Palestine. But here, so we've got the map. If we can pull that up. So this, just to kind of walk you through, Dave, walk us through these colors. He's going to hold up his phone so we can kind of see this here. But we've got it up on the screen, too. So you've got a green circle. You've got this little yellow area on the top and then this blue area. Talk to us about what this is, Dave.
The green is what Norfolk Southern feels they're responsible for. The yellow is the EPA's extension to help out the people north of it. And the blue is what the city has considered fair because it is, it's basically city limits territory.
And what's crazy to me is we're looking at this picture and how arbitrary it appears to be. So basically these are the relocation areas. Hang on, it sounds like we're heading to break. Hold that thought. Steve, back to you.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back for the second hour of the War Room live from East Palestine, Ohio.